Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Happy New Year's. Today's show, we're answering your questions. Topics include best practices for meeting an online date offline, non-monogamy etiquette, how to give your girlfriend vaginal orgasms, and how to spice up the old blowjob. Thanks for listening. I feel like I'm always talking about the G-spot, from tips to help you find it to products to help you pleasure it. Normally, this is where I tell you about a great vibrator that is perfectly shaped to get the job done. But not today. This time, I'm going to help you hit the G-spot during intercourse, something I happen to know is in a lot of your bucket lists. Introducing the G-spot link from Sport Sheets. The G-spot link is a positioning strap that allows a woman to comfortably hold her legs at the best angle for a partner to hit the G-spot during penetration. Its comfy Velcro straps wrap around her ankles with an additional strap that acts as a handle. Just put it on, grab hold, and position yourself. No fatigue, no backache, no shaking muscles, just deep G-spot hitting fun. It might be kind of hard to picture how the G-spot link works, so get more information at sportsheets.com/Emily. You know, if you want to see some action shots. If you're ready to transform missionary into extraordinary, try the G-spot link for yourself. Go to sportsheets.com/Emily and don't forget to use code Emily at checkout for a special discount just for my listeners.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
To Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can do so many things there. I hope you check out sexwithemily.com. We had our best year ever on the site. We like doubled our numbers. People, you're loving our articles. We put up blog posts and videos every day. And the best thing is, when you get there, it's so easy to subscribe. We put everything at your fingertips, subscribe to our newsletter, social media, and the podcast, and shop our store. It's a great place to be. So check all that out. I'm really excited for the show. I'm here with Anderson.
What is up?
Happy New Year, my love.
It's so good to see you. It's been since November. It's too long.
I can't believe it's been since November.
It's ridiculous.
My heart is like so open when you walked in.
It's like we broke up.
I said we broke up, and now we're like having makeup sex.
Yeah.
But it's a makeup podcast sex.
Makeup podcast.
Something.
Makeup show.
It's really good. I
You a lot of shit has happened to you since I last saw you.
I
can't
believe how much shit. I was like talking to Eddie.
Where do we start?
Okay, so I haven't seen you since November, which was Thanksgiving time.
Let's start with spiders.
Okay.
I think everyone wants to hear about spiders. I don't even know where you got bit. I just know you got bit by one of the bad ones.
Yeah. Okay, so, all I got from you was a text with a spider emoji.
Yeah, a little emoji of a spider.
Meaning that you heard about
it. I've never had an opportunity to use a spider emoji.
I had not either. I did not know it existed until now.
There's a movie that I absolutely hate with Jake Gyllenhaal called Enemy, and it ends with a spider, which I absolutely can't stand. It ruined the whole movie. That's the only time I've ever used a spider emoji is when talking about that movie.
Oh, so you knew it existed, actually.
I knew it existed. I'm like, I can use it for good purposes now to let you know that I was thinking of you because I knew what was up.
Thank you.
Simple.
Thank you. Well, okay, so here is what happened. A lot of you, if you follow me on Snapchat or Instagram or anywhere you know, or we did a Facebook Live from the hospital. Mendes came to the hospital.
Oh.
Sorry.
Huh.
My other co-host came to the hospital to visit me and did a Facebook Live. Uh-huh. It's cool. Just check it out on our Facebook page. But here's what happened, Anderson. So as you know.
I suddenly don't care.
No, stop. It was just, I didn't even tell you what happened. I wasn't like sending out like a press release.
Well, just to Menace. Apparently.
No, someone else told Menace. Menace, I don't remember.
Here's where I'm at. Come stop down it. Immediately.
Okay, so okay. Here's what happened.
Did it bite you on the vulva?
I wish. Better story.
What?
I don't wish. Okay, so can I just tell you the story?
You're going to let me talk?
You're
going to
interrupt every sentence.
Please.
Okay, so I have been living at the same place for 3.5 years.
Which is long for you.
Yeah, and it's long, and I moved there for a month. And it was kind of a makeshift guest house.
You supposed to be there for a month?
I was supposed to be there for a month.
Right.
I moved to LA, didn't have a lot of money, didn't have a lot of, resource. I really just needed to get into a house. And it's a guest house. You've seen it.
A little cute bungalow, yeah.
But it's small. There's no storage. There's there's no shelves. There's no closets. There's no whatever. But I really, I've been all about every time I've made money, it took me, I've been doing this for 11 years now. Not the best, there wasn't a lot of money coming in, let's say, initially. Mm-hmm. And
you're scrappy.
I'm scrappy. And all the money I ever make goes right back into
back into the show. Yeah.
We opened a beautiful new office this year. We have great staff. Mm-hmm. But I was not,
you don't take care of yourself.
I don't take
you
care
don't.
Of myself.
But you're one of the classic cases.
I was like, because I'm scared. I want the business to grow. And you guys all, by the way, my listeners are amazing because the more you listen to the show and subscribe and support our sponsors, that helps as well. But I was like, you know what? I really got to move. So my mom came to town. I've been talking about moving for a year, but just like, calling and seeing the places. I'm just busy. I don't want to do it. It doesn't excite me. Some people are like, I love looking at real estate homes.
I love it.
I hate it. So what happened was my mom came to town and my mom's like hardcore type A. She's like, we're finding a place this week. So we looked at like 5 places and I found a place and I loved this place. And I was like, okay, got to move. We're doing it. We found it. We're going to move.
5.
So what? 5 only. Like, I'm the kind of person that wants to look at 25, but
I looked at 75 last time I moved.
Okay, right.
75.
So I regretted this because that's a second story what happened with the place I got because I ended up breaking the lease and finding another place. Mm-hmm. Here's what happened. So I'm in the garage and I hired this organizer, Adriana. You might have met her. She helped me do my office. She's like, because I'm not that organized, okay?
Right.
I've got shit. My garage is filled. You've seen a lot of sex toys and things.
Right, it's constantly vibrating.
Right. It's constantly vibrating. And so my house is so small, but I did have an empty garage and I stored a lot of things in there. So when it comes time to move, she said, we need to spend a day. We spent 8 hours in the garage. And I'm telling you, I moved here from San Francisco. I had books and dusty boxes. I mean, the garage is kind of gross.
Right.
I go in there all the time because my washer and dryer is in there. Mm-hmm. And so I'm always in there at night doing
every time you go in there, you're stressed probably because you look at all the stuff. You're like, oh, I got a deal.
Oh my God, I've got like toys. I've got the Sibian. I've got old toys, new toys.
Is there a chance there's like a homeless man living in there, like under the
probably.
Boxes?
Probably.
Just self-pleasuring.
So we're there
all day
and she's just like, keep going, keep going. She's got the boxes. She knows how to organize it. So we're pulling stuff down from the shelf. We're pulling down boxes that have been up there for 3 years.
Yes.
And we were there for 8 hours and there was one final box and it was the very top shelf above the washer dryer. And it was heavy because it was filled with books, sex books. When I have about 500 sex books.
What other
and they've
books
been in my garage.
Well,
it was from grad school. And I was like, she's like, oh God, let's just stop. It's too heavy. And this is very unlike me, but I said, no, it's our last box. Let's get that box. She's like, but we can't lift it.
Gotta get the box.
So I say, I rip it open. I like reach up there. I climb on the washer dryer so I could reach it. I open it. And then I'm like, why don't I just take out some of the books, make it lighter, carry it down.
Smart.
Put my hand in the box. I put my hand in the box. And all of a sudden, I feel this sharp pain. It felt like two little, four teeth were going around my hand like a pinch. I'm like, oh!
Like a pinch? Like a trident? Oh, a pinch.
A clamping down. I go, ow!
And I pull, it's his finger. I pull my pointer finger on my right hand. I pull it out. I'm like, oh. And she's like, I think it's a spider. Because there are spiders in my garage. Nothing scary, but like.
What are they doing?
So I was like.
What's a spider going to do in a box?
Well, because no spiders, dormant spiders, they sit there. They wait there.
Chill.
Right. Yeah. So I'm like, oh my God, do you think? And so I go in the house. We start Googling like spider bites. But
that's your hand job hand too.
This is my everything hand.
Yeah.
It's my hand job hand. It's my pointer hand. It's my right hand. So we go in the house. We're Googling spider bites. Like, uh-huh. You know, the only spiders that can bite you could be a black widow in Southern California or brown recluse.
But they're not
common here. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, I'm not like a worrier. I'm not like someone who's like, oh no, I'm like, look at it. I Google it. It's like ice it.
And yeah, I know you. I'm like, I'm fine. Let's go exactly. Back to the box.
I have no ice because everything's moved except for a frozen burrito. So I'm like, I take the frozen burrito and I'm like, elevate my finger for, they says do it for a half hour. I probably do it for 7 minutes. Uh-huh. And then I realize I'm hungry and I eat the frozen burrito.
So there goes your ice pack.
But I'm like, it's fine. It itches a little. Right. And it's a weird bite because, oh, also you can't see any puncture wounds. Mm-hmm. There's no, it's just red, but not too red. So I'm like, let's finish. So we finished packing the boxes. Mm-hmm. I go on a date that night.
Wait, let me ask you this. When you were looking up like what to do if getting hit by a black widow, were you looking at like for adults or kids?
Adults.
You should probably be looking at
but
kids.
But I didn't know it was a black widow.
You got the frame and like, you know, you're a little thing. You're right. Kind of like a child.
I didn't know to do like that. I didn't know for sure even what it was, but it was like, you know, elevate it and see what happens.
So
and
you went on the date.
And right. So I didn't keep, I probably should have read more mm-hmm. about what to do.
Can't believe the organizer didn't make you read more. You got to organize your biology.
She's had huge regrets because she actually was with a guy in Australia once who died from a spider bite.
Well, they so got
she
should have been a little spiders over there.
Well, true, yeah. But I didn't know what it was. And I'm like, you know what? Let's finish because I got this date and I'm starting to date and it was a first date and I don't want to cancel. So I go home, I shower, and it's this, again, she keeps calling
like
me,
like,
Adriana. She's like, is it okay? It's not throbbing too badly. It's just red and mm-hmm. a little itchy. So I go on my date. Turns out he's from South Africa.
Ooh.
He doesn't live there anymore. He's like, oh, no big deal. He's like, we get bit all the time. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'm not going to worry about this. He's got the accent. Sexy
they get
accent.
Bit by black widows all the
He's
time?
He's like, oh, there's spiders all over South Africa.
Yeah.
He lives here now for many
years.
They
got the kinds that like leap out of like off the ground and like capture birds. Yeah, that's what they got there.
Right. He's got crazy. He's like, what are you worried about?
Yeah.
I grew up in South Africa. I'm like, oh, great. Another reason not to worry. We have drinks. It's a lovely date. Mm-hmm. I go home and then I wake up in the middle of the night and I can't sleep because my finger's itching, red.
Right.
So I'm like, fuck, what do I do? So in the morning I talk to Ken, right? Ken, vice president of my company.
Vice president.
He used to be an EMT though. And he's like, oh my God, Emily.
He's like Mr. Wolf. He fixes everything.
He's like, Emily, it's not a spider. First of all, if it was a spider, you wouldn't feel it.
Right.
And you would, there's no way it was a bee. Or it was something else. He's like, it could have been a wasp. But don't worry. You're fine.
Ken, not a doctor.
Ken talks me down. Not a doctor. Mm-hmm. And he tells me, so another person, not don't worry. He's like, but if it gets worse, pay attention to it. So I come to the office on Monday, I'm looking, and it starts getting a little redder, a little swollen. And then all of a sudden, about 3 o'clock, 24 hours later, it starts to turn purple. So I take a picture of it, and I send it to Ken. He's like, now you should go to the urgent care. I'm like, nice. I don't want to go to the emergency room. I go to urgent care, and they're like, ooh, that's bad. They let me, I'll show you pictures. They let me in, and they like give me a shot of antibiotics in my butt.
Right.
They look at it. They're like, it's definitely a spider. They're like, I think it's a brown recluse or a black widow. They're like, just watch it. They gave me antibiotics to take home, oral antibiotics, and a shot in my butt. They said, come back on Wednesday. But if it gets worse, come back tomorrow.
Right.
That night, I go to bed.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, hurting. It's like I look at it, it's purple, it's itchy, it's throbbing, my head hurts.
No.
So I go back to urgent care at 8 a.m. and they're like,
that's when they remove the finger?
They removed my finger. They said go to Cedars.
Amputation time. Yeah.
So I go to the hospital. I'm waiting there in the hospital. They put me in like a little, I would say gurney. What's it called? That's when you die.
Gurney. Well, you lay down on a gurney. Yeah, they put dead people on them too.
There's no people. There's no room.
Oh yeah, you're in the hallway. Yeah, yeah.
So they're coming.
Oh, that's awesome. They're coming by, asking
giving me shots,
asking embarrassing questions with like people just rolling by. No privacy. Love it.
My friend Elle came to see me. She was lovely. And they're like, yeah, it doesn't look good. And I'm waiting there. They're like, oh, you know, and my finger's getting more and more swollen. I can't bend it. So they finally check me into a room, and they're like, you're going to be here for a while. I get an IV of antibiotics. The doctors are coming in. Meanwhile, my ex-boyfriend happens to be on shift that night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That I broke up with. He's a doctor at Cedars. So I hadn't seen him in a while.
The guy. The guy I know about. Yeah.
You've met him.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
That sucks.
Well, no. It was kind of good to have a doctor there who can be like, wait, I care about you.
Did you tell him that you were there for AIDS? Just to fuck with him?
No.
Because that would have been funny.
No.
You're like, yeah, so, I finally figured it out.
So he's like, we've got you. So I go in a room and I'm telling you, it just kept getting worse and worse. So then these doctors come in at night, right? the surgeons, and it's like the resident surgeon, and he starts taking pictures of it, videos, and he's videotaping my hand how it won't close, and he's like, I got to send this to our chief surgeon to see what we need to do. You might need surgery because they have to, because the concern was the tendon sheath
right
could get infected by the venom, and then I could lose mobility in my finger. So he's like, we're going to need surgery. So they couldn't feed me because you can't eat or have drink if you might need surgery. So it's kind of, it was scary. It was escalating.
Right.
So that's all day Tuesday. I wake up Tuesday morning.
So what are we at? Day two now? Day three?
Day two in the hospital.
Okay.
Monday, I'm there. And, yeah.
And so Tuesday, you got bit Sunday.
I got bit Sunday. Okay. Tuesday, I'm in the hospital. So I get woke up Wednesday morning by this. I'm lying in bed. It's like 7 a.m.
Real quick. Sorry. You got bit on Christmas Day?
No. This was Sunday before Christmas.
Okay, Sunday before Christmas. God, it's been forever since I've seen you, kid.
I know.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there, and this guy like shakes me, wakes me up. And I look at him. He's sitting down, and it's the hottest doctor I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Not my ex.
Not your ex.
And he's like, hi.
I hope your ex is listening. Yes.
I said, hi. And he's like, hi. He's like, so I've seen your finger. I've watched the videos. It's like a YouTube video. I've watched it, and we have to do surgery.
How many hits you get?
We have to do surgery at 11 a.m.
Wow.
And I was like, but it's 7. Do I have a second opinion? Like, what do you mean? He's like, we just need to cut it open, rinse it out, and you'll be like impaired. I'm like, but I'm moving. Like, oh, what do you mean?
It's Christmas. I'm staying on track.
And I'm like, he's like, no. I said, well, is there any way we can wait? So, and he's like, well, you know what? Let's think about it. And like, you're right. I said, well, couldn't we wait till tonight and just see if it heals? Because you guys, I've got antibiotics. I've got painkillers. I've got like IVs all over me. So turns out it started to heal that day. They still wouldn't feed me. I'm getting hangry. Mm-hmm. I haven't eaten in 2 days and then he came back and he says, you know what? I think that we avoided surgery tonight. You can eat dinner, but then you can't eat again. And then the next morning he came back and he said, you don't need surgery. And I said, great. Can we go on a date? Mm-hmm. I didn't say that.
You wanted to
say that. No, but it was actually really like my family. It was really scary, but that the antibiotics, I flushed with antibiotics. Right. It went away. And it's, look at it. You can't even tell.
Yeah, you can barely tell. No. I was dating a
girl
who
got bit.
Widow,
but it turns out that it was a black widow and that they don't typically bite you. But if you wake them from their slumber, he could have moved from San Francisco for all I know. He got pissed. He bit me. And that's what happened.
Was the little, because they had a little hourglass on his belly?
I didn't see it.
You'd be able to tell if it was from San Francisco, if it was a rainbow.
He was a gay spider.
They actually have, this is a true story, brown...
Recluse?
No, not brown widows are actually taking over, and they're killing the black widows, and they're from Mexico, and soon enough, we're not going to even have black widows, we're just going to have brown widows.
Do you think Donald Trump's going to try to keep them at the border?
He may try and like build a little web for them on top of the wall.
He would.
Who knows?
But I have to say, though, the weirdest thing is that I was in and out of that garage 5,000 times in 3 years. At night, dark, I don't pay attention.
So you never saw it. He might still, where is he now?
Well, here's the thing. So here's the terrifying part. This is not, you guys, I promise we're going to get into sex in a minute, but
yes.
I had to go back and finish packing.
Right. You
so
learned your
we
lesson
fumigated
this time, right?
It. I had to wear gloves.
You put condoms on each finger.
Exactly.
Right.
We wore gloves, and then I had every box fumigated, and now I moved into my new house yesterday, and they're all in the garage, and I'm going to fumigate again, and I hope that there's no more spiders in my life. But wear gloves if you're packing.
You got off easy. I was dating a girl who got bit by one and came out of a rug that she was carrying over her shoulder. I wasn't around, or else I would have helped her with the goddamn rug. And it bit her on the neck, and she still has a little hole in her neck.
From a spider?
From a black widow.
Oy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have a little scar, but I have to say that it was a wake-up call. And I really feel like it was a good thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like I got special. I appreciate life. It was a wake up call. I feel like I've got some special powers now.
Right.
Everything I think is happening.
Still
and
got a lot to give, Em. All right.
Got so much to give.
Yeah.
So that's my story. Happy New Year. And I'm feeling great.
And you've moved 3 times.
I've moved 3 times. So I impulsively signed. Well, what happened was, since I was living in a place that I did not like for 3 years to save money, like live my life, I was like, I want to find the perfect place. So I found a place. I moved in for one night and I decided. It was too loud. So
you broke the lease and it cost you money?
I broke the lease.
Oh,
I'm still trying to release it. I had 3 leases last month.
Oh, no.
So I'm trying to release it. But then after I broke the lease, the landlord was kind. I still have to find someone to rent it. Mm-hmm. I came back to the office. I Googled house because I just can't have neighbors. I don't want to hear anyone below me.
What's your neighborhood?
I just moved West Hollywood. I moved a mile away.
A house in WeHo?
This is what I'm saying.
Wow.
I dreamed of living a mile west of where I am. And this house is exactly that.
Nice.
So that's what
you deserve it, kid.
Thank you.
Well done.
Okay.
I'm glad you're
so
back.
So let's do
talk
a little
sex.
Bit sex in the news because
yes.
This is great for everybody in the new year. If you're still having weird feelings about, you know, being single or like being about dating apps, let me tell you this. If you're newly single, here is the best day to start swiping. So They say the anxiety and the stress that's imposed by the holiday season. We've got these social obligations, nosy relatives, too much family time, booze, gifts, all this stuff. We break up with someone. We might realize, you know what? I don't want to be with this person anymore, or I'm just miserable with my family.
You just sit there with a drink in your hand, watching them interact with your family. Like, right. What am I doing with this person?
Right. You're like, so January, terrible. New Year's resolution, I'm going to start dating again. Dating companies actually look forward to January surge in membership. It reminds me of gyms. Do you ever belong to a gym? And in January,
I just freeze my membership every January because you can't even get in. It's a
all
waste.
The newbies are there.
The worst.
Well, it's kind of like that with dating, but this is a good thing. Because people are so disappointed from the holidays, they're like, their butt is kicked into high gear. So they are dating, they're starting to date online. And what they say is that, so based on trends from previous years, Match.com is confident they'll have the highest traffic on Sunday, January 8th, 2017, at precisely 8:49 p.m. Eastern time.
They should be more specific.
The company sees a 42% spike in new singles looking for love during the dating season, which they say spans from December 26th to February 14th. Everyone wants to date for Valentine's Day. Tinder, they're not as specific, but they say that last year's data, you know, shows that they were up at this time of year and there was a bump in matches and all that.
This is like the sexual Black Friday.
It is the sexual Black Friday.
It's like Jack Friday.
So I'm just saying, I did a show, I guess it was late in December, but I was talking about my experience dating this year and how I actually took time off, and now I'm back on the apps. I talked a lot about swiping and my little tips for how I've learned to, like, I've been doing Bumble and Tinder.
Appreciate that, Em, because know this, all right?
What?
You're sitting across from a guy who's never swiped a thing in his life. I've never swiped. I've never had the opportunity to
swipe. Except for, like, your ATM card.
All came along after I was already married, which is fine. I'm happy. I'm happily married. Got a kid. I'm excited, and life is good, but believe me when I tell you that I'm a little bit jealous that I didn't get to try the swipe.
It's fun. You just swipe and then you go on a date and you have a good time and there's so many options. But I think it's detrimental to, let me tell you something.
I could just swipe just and it doesn't go anywhere. Just for me.
You could use mine. Oh, when just a bunch of dudes though.
Yeah.
Here's the thing though. I want to say this thing about Tinder, because Tinder said this, so it must be true, but I also think it's true. What they said was that I just read this. It said that Tinder is not necessarily just a hookup app like everybody thinks.
Well, of course they say that because they want more business.
No. But what I'm telling you, where'd this go? It says
they should have like a virgin app. Like they have virgin alcohol, you know, like
I think they do.
Like a virgin margarita. I want a virgin swipeable so I could just swipe just to see what it feels like.
I can't find it. But what it's saying is you're right. They freaking apps for people who own horses, farmers.
Farmers only.
But like I think that like, first of all, I think Tinder made a resurgence. I think that nobody's going to make you sleep with someone. You're not going to be like, oh, well, I went on a date. I got to have sex with them. You get to decide.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people finding relationships on all the apps.
However, the ladies, especially the ones that are a little bit more demure maybe or a little bit more innocent, I think that a lot of guys go on Tinder, guys that I know that I talk to, they think of it as a hookup app, and they think that if a chick is on there that she's down for like a one-night stand.
Okay, but like he could think that all he wants, but if you're a woman, don't feel pressured into it.
Right.
Limit your alcohol. No one is expecting anything. In fact, he'll probably respect you more if you don't give him a blowjob in the car on the first date.
A little bit more.
No, my friend used to call it a blowjob dispenser. He's like, every girl just gives me a blowjob. But you don't have to, and he's a douchebag anyway, whoever said that. My guy said that. So don't worry about it, and just find the ones that work for you. It's like a bar. Like, I couldn't tell you what bar to go to because I don't know what you're into and where to go to listen to music.
Yeah.
So play around with them. Have a good time, and everyone's online.
Enjoy your freedom.
It. Yeah. Okay, so we can move on to some emails.
Another reason why it's going off and popping off is because people who are newly single, probably, especially the ladies, don't want to become mid-February.
Well, this is the thing. They say the spike is through Valentine's Day.
Yeah. See?
And there was
desperately searching.
I know.
Like, right? You girls are like desperately searching to like beat the February 14th deadline, whereas guys are much more short sighted and they're desperately searching to beat the 2 a.m. deadline.
Exactly.
Bars, right?
Much more short sighted.
You guys are much more, but long
there was,
con.
There was a section in the news last month that actually said, I believe that men are more concerned about being single around the holidays and women, obviously, more around Valentine's Day.
Huh.
And Valentine's Day to me is like, we're going to have to do a bunch of fun stuff this year on Valentine's Day because it's like my year, Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So my Michigan accent comes out.
Because it's your year? Why is it your year?
No, I'm just saying people always like, what's your busiest time of year? I'm like, Valentine's Day. I feel like it's like my Santa Claus.
Yeah, yeah.
I love Valentine's Day because I love, with my listeners, we do such fun things. We do giveaways and contests and we give you tips. But whether you're single or not, we give you tips for all that stuff. Let's take a quick break. We're going to give a shout out to our sponsors who we love. And you know, I only talk about products and toys and things that I have used and loved and trusted and true. So thank you for supporting them. And we'll be right back. I love lube. And I love System Joe. From their awesome products to the people that make them, they really have become a part of the Sex with Emily family. So we thought we'd take it to the next level. That's why I'm so excited to announce that System Joe is now the official lubricant of the podcast. So get ready to hear even more reviews, tips, and tricks in 2017 featuring their amazing lube collections, like the new Joe Agape line. What makes the Agape collection stand out is that it's designed to closely match a woman's natural lubrication. It's incredibly light, easy to clean up, and provides the perfect glide. And all Agape's water-based lubes are glycerin, paraben, and propylene glycol free, so you don't have to worry about what you're putting in your body with the Agape line. It's all good. Joe's Agape personal lubricants are available in original, warming, and cooling versions, and you can see them all in my store. Just click on the Shop with Emily tab or on the Agape banner on my site. Emails. So, very exciting thing happened at the end of last year, if you're just checking out the show. If you have a question you want me to answer, it's really easy to submit your questions, easier than ever. Go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Ask Emily banner tab, fill out the form, and hit submit. So now when you're filling out your question, though, there's a thing, a little box, and it says, would you like to be called? Because we are actually taking callers. So then assistant producer Eddie will reach out to you, set up a time, and I can answer your, like Love Line, I can answer, we can chat, and then I can really get to the heart of your issue. You don't have to do that. It's another option. You can also leave me a voicemail, 818-ASK-SWE1. And as always, include the information that helps me help you, your gender, your age, where you live, and how you listen to the show.
Pertinent.
Pertinent information. Okay. Hi, Emily. I have a question for you. Duh. I said duh. I know I'm probably the exception, but until recently, I've always been a relationship kind of person. All of a sudden, I'm very intrigued by a guy I'm chatting with on a dating website. Beside the fact that I've been alone for way too long, my question is, how does a girl feel safe letting a guy she barely knows into her home, much less into her bed? The whole risk of being physical with someone new is scary enough, but with someone I know could have been with someone different every day of the week is something, well, I never considered doing before. Check this out, Anderson. I was raised with Dr. Drew. He scared the living crap out of me for the past 28 years or so. Realistically, I know when we have penetrative sex, we'll use condoms, but not for oral. But feeling safe, letting him into my home where everything I love is scary. Please help. Thanks, Lisa, 45, from Los Angeles.
Lisa.
So when she says that Dr. Drew has scared her, I didn't listen to Love Line before I was on it. So I'm assuming what she's talking about. Well, I did. They didn't have it in Michigan growing up.
I didn't. My brothers and sisters listened to it, and I thought it was garbage.
But my question is, and you were on it for 20 years. Like, I didn't know. What I'm assuming that she's referring to, because she's 45, is that back in the day, 10, 15 years ago, when everyone started dating, like, on Craigslist,
right,
that there was a lot of safety issues. Now, there still are.
Right.
But and she said he scared the crap out of her. So is she talking about STDs? Is she talking about, like, letting a stranger into your home? Do you know?
Who knows? I mean, Drew scared the hell out of me, too. Working with
all him
every night for 17 years. I was scared to even have a kid past my age, because he was always telling me what a douchebag I'd be if I had a kid when I was older. If you listen to Drew, he will scare you out of life itself. I actually asked this. Here's a fun fact about Drew, because he's a worrywart. I asked him one day, because I didn't have insurance for a while, and he was really shaming me. And I said, what would you do, Drew, if you knew that tomorrow you weren't going to have insurance for the entire day? He said he would lock himself in a closet and not move for the full 24 hours. So take everything he says with a grain of salt. Okay. The man does kind of live...
Okay. Well, I know, but I'm just quietly. Wondering... I'm just wondering what she... I mean, I can assume he was probably like... You know, be careful, check, let your friends know where you're
towards
at.
Towards the end, Drew was all about online dating. At the beginning, this is when he was with Corolla, he would talk about how it was dangerous, and then Corolla would come in and talk about only losers would date online.
Well, there used to be a stigma. Yeah. That is so
totally
gone.
Different. And Drew is, you know, he just, but I don't remember him like warning people, like be very, very
okay.
careful anymore.
Well,
than
I've
you
got
would
some stuff.
I'm
just curious if there's something I missed. So, Lisa, here's the deal. I totally get your concerns and worries, because they're still real. Like, this is a stranger and you don't want to bring him back in your home. But here's something that I've learned lately that was like the best tip I actually got from a date. Before your first date with somebody, FaceTime with them.
Yes.
It used to be Skype, but FaceTime with them, because people can be great online. They can be great texters, great wordsmiths. I love a guy with a witty text. Woody. Oh, I don't want the witty text. I want a witty text. But, you know, you can find out if there's a little chemistry. You can just see if they're, like, not a serial killer. And then I would also meet them out.
How do you do that, Em? Like, you just make sure, like, if you're FaceTiming and you make sure there's not, like, skins hanging on their walls.
You can tell there's no skins and there isn't,
like baby skeletons.
He's not wielding a knife. Meet them out in public first, multiple times until you feel comfortable. Yes, if you're really worried, let your friends know where you're going. You can have one of your friends, you know, now with GPS, you can have your friend track you. What is the thing on the iPhone where they're like, track where I'm at or whatever? Find friends.
Find friends, really?
Yeah. So I'm saying like don't invite them into your house. Meet them for coffee. Never, ever invite them. I still go out with guys a few times. I don't let them pick me up. Like, I meet them out. So when you're ready to have them over, be safe about it. Let a friend know, have a neighbor in the loop, have an alarm system, tell your friends, and definitely get tested. Like, I mean, for sure you want to get tested and you always, always want to use condoms. I mean, people just, I can't tell you how many people every day of my life, they're like, did you use condoms? No. Or I used condom the first time, not the second time. What the hell does that do?
Yeah,
that's like saying it was raining for 10 days in a row and the 10th day I didn't wear a raincoat, you got wet. The first 9 days you didn't.
It's a weird thing, especially for guys. 10th
day, like, you could get pregnant. You could get an STD. Wear a condom.
We've pat ourselves on the back so hard for like using
one
a condom.
One time using a condom.
And then once you get, you're comfortable with the girl, you feel like you're comfortable with like her blood type as well, I guess. And
so not
just
true.
Let it roll.
Right. So, and she's also concerned about oral sex. So here's your options. Yes, you can get an STD from oral sex.
Of course.
You can. Do you want to, he could wear a condom when you're getting a blowjob. He could use a dental dam on you. Nobody does this.
No one does.
But these are your options.
Hookers do.
Hookers do. Yeah. You probably, Lisa, don't want to do this. And I think if you're safe, make sure he's tested. Make sure there's nothing weird going on in his penis. Although sometimes you can't tell if he's a carrier. I think you just got to like.
It's no different from online or meeting a guy at a bar or a restaurant or the supermarket or the gym. I mean, they're all diseased, right?
Seriously, everyone's eating, they could have something and they're carrying it. So I'm telling you, it's a risky world we live in. So just try it. Like some people now, though, it's true. A lot of people are like, here's my paperwork. Like they bring their paperwork and they show. And
those
if you
are porn
go,
stars, Emily.
No, not it's not does. Just porn stars. People do this. There's like apps. I mean, so if you really want to, you know, take this to the next level, you can do that. You can set down these rules, but it's up to you, Lisa. So just be safe.
That was such a weird thing. Let me see your papers, honey.
Here's your paperwork. What do you got? It's super sexy. Okay, so that's what we got. Next email. Hey, Em, thanks for helping me get my freak on. I am in need of some advice for dating multiple people. I got out of a 4-year relationship, it was a mutual ending, and started dating multiple people, 2 to 3. I don't know if there's a waiting period between partners. Like, can I have sex with 2 people in a week, in a day? With protection, of course. Also, I have a couple of sex toys. Can I use them between partners? I have Lalo's couples toy, which I only want to use on the main squeeze unless I can share it. I also got their handcuffs. Do I have to tell them that they're shared? Lastly, what's the etiquette for telling people I'm not monogamous in a way that won't hurt them or ruin something that could be more eventually? I already hurt the rebound guy because he got a little too close. I just want to be single and date for a while. Thanks for any advice. Love you. Okay, bye. Jess, 27, Massachusetts.
Jess is incredibly hot.
You think?
I think so.
Why?
Just because it sounds like these guys are just like throwing themselves at her and getting all attached. And like, I need more. I need more. And she's dirty.
She's like, yeah, I got a freak on.
A little dirty.
She's awesome. Jess, I love you. Let me tell you why I love you, Jess. This is a great question, first of all, because people are experimenting more and more with non-monogamy. We're talking about these apps. Mm-hmm. Everyone's sleeping together on everyone. You just assume if you go out with someone on the app, they went on 3 dates that week, or they might even slept with people because that's the world we live in now. So let's make that assumption. However, even if we're making that assumption, most people are not having this conversation. They're not saying, you know what? I'm dating other people. And I don't think on the first date, I think we should all just assume they're dating other people. Just make that assumption.
Or put it in your bio and say, not looking for anything serious.
Exactly. You could put it in your bio. You could do all that stuff. But just like, don't be surprised when you had a great first date and he's like, I'm dating other people, because they are. But eventually, if you're with someone and it's going to get intimate, you do want to have the talk. What I also like about Jess, though, is that I think it's great that she's taking the time after a 4-year relationship to just date. Because I think that more people did this in their 20s, they'd be much better well off. Because what I typically did, I was like, Jess, I would break up with someone in my, I was a serial monogamous. I would break up with a guy and then I'd say, I'm just going to date and be casual.
And you wouldn't.
And I didn't have the language around it. I didn't know how to say that to guys because I was afraid they wouldn't be into that.
Or
and
would you find somebody almost immediately because you like the comfort of having a relationship?
Yeah, but I also felt like, yeah, that too. But in my brain, I was like, I don't want this. I always went into the, they were like this. They wanted more than I could give. They were like, please, let's be in a relationship. And then I would do it. But then I'd be like, why did I begrudgingly get into another relationship? And then eventually I would
you
like
look
it.
At like all the divorces and all the failed relationships. And I mean, it's an epidemic. And I think a lot of it comes down to not having like the willpower or the, you know, the ability to be able to say, you know what, not good enough for me. Let's keep trying.
Exactly.
Which I think is great that all these dates are happening nowadays.
Right.
Most of the guys are doing it just because they like to, you know, continue to put notches on their belt. But I think that a lot of I've dated serial monogamists. I have them in my life, and I'm like really close with some of them. And most of them are miserable, and they end up in really miserable relationships
exactly.
that waste years and years of their life because they don't have the self-discipline to say, no, not good enough.
Right. I mean, exactly. So exactly. And if you're a serial monogamous and then all of a sudden you meet someone, you get married, how do you even know you didn't? It's almost like saying like you ate one meal, like mm-hmm. you had pizza and you're like, that's all I'm going to eat for the rest of my life. Like I didn't
that's
experiment with other cuisine. So with dating, what happens through dating and through this experiential period of dating other people, which is totally the norm now, is that you get to learn what it's an educational process for you, because how else are you going to learn what you require? What are your bottom line things that you want in a partner if you don't date multiple people? So, you know, I feel like through dating, and eventually I stopped being a serial monogamous, I learned. I'm like, okay, if a guy is an alcoholic, no. Or if he's really cheap, no. If he hasn't done his work on himself, I can't deal with that. He doesn't know his emotion. Like, you know what I mean?
That's three strikes for me right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we wouldn't date.
No, we wouldn't.
So I'm just saying, or you just learn like, oh, you know what? Like I used to think it's really important to me to have a guy like, who worked out, because I was really into marathons in my 20s, this is an example. And my
horrible.
Boyfriend was kind of like, at the time, he would sleep until 11, and I already run a marathon, picked up my dry cleaning, and had lunch.
Strike
and I
five
was like,
for me.
No, but what I'm saying nowadays, I look at it, and I think, you know what? I don't care if a guy shares all my same interests, because I've got friends who do that. I'm just saying it changes over
yeah,
time.
Yeah, would you agree with this? I'm being the what? Expert that it's not about like a checklist. It's about chemistry. It's about you can't really put
yeah.
your finger on it a lot of the time. It's just you guys work.
Yes, it works, but also what I'm saying is, yes, I would say that it isn't about like, does he match all these criteria? But yeah. there are certain things, like I said, like if you're not willing to look at yourself and you haven't had therapy or like go introspective, that to me is like something that's important.
What if your dad was a therapist and you had a huge issue with your dad and didn't think that he should have been a therapist, and it kind of made you not really believe in the entire profession?
Well, Anderson, I've been waiting for you to get over that your whole life, and I think you will eventually. See, I couldn't date you, though. I couldn't. No, and I'm not saying there aren't exceptions. I'm not saying you have a massive checklist, but eventually
yeah.
when you date enough people, what I'm saying is through that experience of dating
right.
enough people, you recognize these things. You're like, oh, he's like that girl. She's that kind of girl.
Yeah, you can start categorizing.
He's that kind of guy.
Almost.
No, but I'm like, that didn't work with that guy I went out with. So this is not going to work in this person. I'm just saying
or,
you gather information about people.
I think also just learn that like there's some things that are non-starters. You're not going to be able to get past, whether
right.
it's drinking or something, some other big thing. Or maybe you've learned that you can adjust and you can make things work because it's worth it on the other side. My wife, she hates drinking. She never drinks. She drinks maybe once a year and she hates it. Doesn't enjoy it. I love drinking. I drink 3-4 nights a week. She hates the fact that I drink, but we make it work. Like I don't drink around
True.
Her that much, and you know I don't make
she's,
a fool.
You wait till she's sleeping.
I wait till she's sleeping, and I crack the bottle of Jameson.
Exactly.
No, but like you know, you can make certain things work if other things work out as well.
Exactly.
So I think be
it's
real
not
careful.
A, right.
That's not,
there's not a formula.
It's not a computer.
But it helps to date. To,
right.
to get this information.
The formula, right.
Right. So I think that it's great. So what I want to say to you about that, though, Jess, is it's great that you're doing it. But I get that the etiquette is not well known because, like I said, most people don't talk about it.
No.
So I say be open right away. Like,
just leave used condoms around your house
exactly.
when they come over.
Oh, my God. I was dating a guy in L.A. like 10 years ago, long distance, and I came to visit him, and
no.
I found I dropped my phone and I bent down under the couch to pick up my phone.
Oh, no.
And there was like two used condoms under the couch.
So he's a slob and a slob.
And then I got in bed that night and there was like a hair tie next to the bed, like a woman's hair tie. I'm like, couldn't you have done a sweep?
Did he have long hair?
That'd
no. be, that'd actually be worse if he had a woman's hair tie and he had long hair.
No, he didn't have long
for
hair.
Himself.
He was just fucking a lot of chicks. I'm like,
yeah.
dude, at least do a sweep, call your housekeeper or something.
Right.
Okay, so why did I even...
What mention? About sharing toys? That's an interesting question.
Okay,
I think it's kind of an obvious answer.
I'm going to get to that in a minute, but first thing, I know I went off on this other thing, is that Let him know that I'm casually dating right now, that you know yourself, Jess, that you've actually been in a serious relationship. And for you, it's better to get to know people and to date them a few times to see what you want. So you're not looking for anything serious right now. And just be honest with them about that. That's all you got to say, okay? And you don't have to do it on the first 5 minutes of the date. But maybe when you know there's someone you want, you know, you could.
I wouldn't even say it at all. It shouldn't even come up on the first date, really.
Right, but the second date,
you're just experiencing each other and enjoying yourself on the first date.
And tell them it's not that you don't want a long-distance relationship eventually, but... that's where you're at, and just no apologies, no over explaining, and that's who you are.
Right.
The thing about toys, okay, so I think that you could share toys with partners, but some people could feel squeamish around it. I think handcuffs are fine, but what are you gonna do? You're buying a $200 toy, you're not gonna share it. I think there's this amazing, amazing new invention called the UV. They actually have a Kickstarter campaign right now. If you go to sexwithelmy.com and you click on the UV banner, you've got like 2 weeks left of it. Anderson, it was the coolest thing I've seen in 2016. It is a toy. It's like a dishwasher for your toys,
right.
But it's a little mini box.
Right.
It uses
I have one of these for my toothbrush.
Right. It's like the same. Yeah. It's that same technology.
You just throw your dildo
in it. It charges your toys,
yeah.
And it kills 99.9% of all harmful
bacteria.
Always
the 99.9. Where's that one?
I don't know. I don't want that 1% of my toy to be dead.
There's some kind of virus.
And there's a little fucking black widow still on it.
Always 99.9.
I know. So I think UV is amazing. If you show them that there's this beautiful box that you opened and you pull it out and it looks pristine, it's like sharing a fork.
What about?
But make sure it's clean. So I don't think that you should like... I think now here's a double standard. Unless a guy owns a UV, most women are going to freak out if you whip out like a rabbit from your ex-girlfriend. But for women, guys kind of assume that I've used my toys with guys. They're not like, did you use that with your last partner? So
it's
just make sure
weird.
They're clean and charged.
Maybe I'm old fashioned.
You are old fashioned.
The idea like of going over to a girl's house and she hands me like a vibrator that Harry was just like, you know, ramming her with earlier that day. It'd be
my
a little bit strange.
My toys are neat and clean.
What if she put like medical tape on each one and named like the boy that she or the guy that she's like Frank on one. Harry on the other.
A lot of women need a toy to get off. And so what are you going to break it, knock it off? I think that's fine. But just say they're clean, they're whatever. Keep your sex drawer really organized and get one of these UVs, you guys, because I'm telling you it's the coolest thing I've ever seen. The other thing I want to say to you, what was her last question here? This is
she had a good
really
one
good answer.
About how many different days, like how
Thank
often.
You. Okay. Honestly, honey, this rule, how many can you take? How does it feel?
How many
you?
Can you take?
Well, like,
really? How
are
many
you in
dicks
pain
can you take
from a banging
a day?
It?
That's
you,
your
did,
answer.
Did you sleep with a guy in the morning and you're still sore and then you have a date that night? I've slept with two guys in a day back in my like sleeping around days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I slept at the guy's house. We had sex in the morning. I did date that night. I just showered. It was fine.
It was probably after midnight, so technically.
No, I'm just saying, like, There are no sex police, Jess. There are no rules here. You get to make your own rules.
Yeah, so it's kind of however you feel about yourself.
But you don't need to share like, oh, it's good to be banging you because I just banged a guy this morning. And this no one needs to know. Don't share who you're sleeping with. And again, you might not feel great about it. You might sleep with three guys in a day and be like, you know what? That was a bit much for me. So I'm not going to tell you there's not like a period where you need to wait and, you know, just do what feels comfortable to you. Yeah. So I think you got this. And
however many you can take. I like that answer, him. I would never have said that.
What would you say?
And I'm not slut shaming by any means at all. But like I've had situations where I've, you know, had a couple in the same day and I felt a little bit like wrong.
And then you stopped doing it, right?
I said the
same thing to Jess. Jess, if you slept with the guy if you felt bad about it, don't do it again. When I was dating like three guys at once, this was like 10 years ago. I could do it for a few weeks. It was like funny. I'd be like, I just left this. But then I was like, oh my God, this is exhausting. I only like this guy. So these periods in our life don't typically last that long.
Right.
So because you can't handle it.
Right.
So Jess, that's what I'm saying. Check in with yourself. If it doesn't feel right, plan your dates 2 days apart.
Listen to your own moral compass.
You
unless you're
are
a sociopath.
The only one who have the answers. And also with these guys you're dating, if you really like them and they're like, that's cool, babe. I'm dating other people too. You can keep checking in with them because people might say, yes, I'm fine with that. And then they're not. So just, it's a conversation that you have to keep having. All right. Another email?
Good answer, yeah. Good answer.
Thank you. I love this topic. And I love that people are being non-monogamous now and talking about it.
You love that.
Well, I just like that people are being honest. Okay. Hi, Emily. I love the show. I can't explain how much value it truly adds to my intimate relationship.
Aw.
I love hearing from people. This makes my life. My partner has never had a problem reaching orgasm through clitoral stimulation and oral sex, but has never climaxed through just penetration. If she climaxes during sex, we have to use a vibrator for clitoral stimulation, and even then it's touch and go. Is there a way we can work towards climaxing during sex? We both love oral and toy stimulation, but are looking for that next level of intimacy and intensity. I would love to know what I can satisfy her with. I'd love to know that I can satisfy her through the act of sex as opposed to just during foreplay. Thanks for any help you can provide and for all the information you've already given us. Mark, age 28, LA.
Mark.
Okay, great question. He's asking about G-spot. He's asking about his girlfriend able to having a climax, I'm assuming, during intercourse, which, right, you know, tough. Only 30% of women do. Mm. And of those women, it's not every single time. So it sounds like she's no problem getting off clitorally, which is where most women do. You use your fingers, use a toy, and that's fine. But you want that holy grail G-spot experience. And it's practice. So if you've been listening to the show for a while, you know I've done a lot of shows on G-spot, how to find it, how to reach it, what toys to use.
At the end of a
if
rainbow.
If you go to sexwithemily.com and you Google G-spot, I promise there's a lot of how-tos in there. But what I'm going to tell you is that it does take practice. Clearly, it hasn't. Like, some women, they're like, oh, it just happened the first time I had sex.
Bitch.
I was one of these women who had to, like, figure it out on my own. I had to buy toys. I had to, like, find it. I had to, like, and I had guys who were, like, willing to help earlier in my life.
They
were like, yeah, because the best way to find it is either through a toy or fingers. And typically, like, you're, like, you could have a night where you're, like, or weeks where you're, like, let's just focus on your G-spot.
Weeks.
And you could use lots of lube, use your fingers, and just try to find it first. Because once you find it, then she'll know what it feels like. And then when you're having sex, she can move in that position to have the G-spot holy grail
out, right,
orgasm.
Women in prison probably know exactly where it is. All of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, what else are you going to do?
Exactly.
But here's another special treat for you that is kind of a no-brainer, sure deal, surefire way to find it. The G-spot link by Sportsheets. So Sportsheets is,
what?
Oh my God.
It's like Find My iPhone, but Find My,
yes,
G-spot?
Do you know that I used to joke that I wanted, what, to make a G-spot locator app?
Uh-huh.
But it's called the G-spot link. What they do is, so Sportsheets makes all these great, like, Velcro handcuffs and,
right,
door ties.
And like, the mats that you can lay down so you can squirtopia,
exactly,
all over the place. Yeah.
All that stuff. They have sheets, you put Velcro with the hand. Okay. But they have these positioning product, sex positioning products, which are so awesome. There's one called the doggy style strap, which makes doggy style more pleasurable for both men and women. You like put it around her waist and there's a vibrator on it. But the G-spot link is the one that's like rocking our, Madison used it and it was like, holy fucking G-spot. So what you do is you put it on your
G-spot, Batman. Yeah. I can't picture Robin ever saying
that. You literally like wrap it around her legs. It's really hard to explain, but while you're having sex with her, you could even try to find the G-spot.
It's like a leash, right?
You're driving her. Like her legs are in the air. You're driving. Yeah, it's like a leash. You're like, her legs are wrapped around and you can like turn her to the left, to the right and position her. So you're literally hitting her G-spot in a very efficient way.
Right.
And it's the G-spot link and it's coolest thing I've ever seen, and except for the UV is pretty cool too. But it's just like, try this, Mark. It's,
you could like be
not,
a pirate
really
when you're
reasonable.
Doing it, like you're manning your ship,
yeah,
and be like, "Aye, Captain,
like
G-spot
driving,
the head."
But yes, like, if there's another better way to find it, because every woman has different positions that works, check it out. Go to the Sportsheets banner on my website and check one of these bad boys out.
And Mark, can I just tell you this? You're ahead of the game, ahead of the curve already. Just the fact, or she is, I should say, the fact that she can do it at all is you're doing very good over there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I love that they want to, like, this is intimacy. Like, what Mark is talking about is a couple who's like, yeah, we had orgasms. We're not just going to rest on our idols there, rest on our laurels.
Laurels.
We're going to, like, yeah, keep going. And couples, this is how couples enhance and maintain intimacy when they have, like, little sexual goals, like, together, and they're like, trying to find it and talking about it. And I love this.
And hearkening back to my love line experience and having calls like this on almost nightly, Drew would step in and go, I imagine that she is probably multi-orgasmic. probably with the oral sex, she will continue to go.
So that's how he said?
Yeah, so he's probably got that going too, probably. Usually the ones that can only, you know, do the clitoral or then, right? Like, a lot of time they're multi-orgasmic.
I thought what Drew always said is if the women, if you go down on a woman and oral sex is uncomfortable for her,
it gets too much. Yeah.
That means she's multi-orgasmic.
Yeah.
I don't know about those theories about, I don't actually agree with
Drew.
Drew,
I think,
theories.
Has a limited.
I do too. Not limited. I just don't agree.
Limited sample size, perhaps.
True. He's been married for a long time.
He was in med school for like the first half of his life, and he's been married ever since. And I think,
right,
he played the field a little bit here
and there. I just don't
think
there's a formula. Yeah. I don't think there's a formula to it. But I also want to say that to have a G-spot orgasm, just this is my one of my main tips, is that it helps to knock out a clitoral orgasm first, because then that whole area becomes, your favorite word, engorged. blood swells, easier to find the G spot once you're turned on.
Like your finger did when the spider bit it.
I didn't show you the picture. Should I put that on Instagram?
Absolutely.
You guys follow me on Instagram. Sex with Emily. I just like my Instagram. It's fun. Okay.
Why not?
I don't know. Okay.
Emma, it was so good to see you.
You too. This
was really fun. I thought we were going to forget how to do the show, but I
did too. I had this moment this morning. I'm like,
oh no.
But then my best friend Charlotte is a vet, and she's been out of work for a month.
Charlotte's the one that Emily and I were out in the parking lot at Loveline. And I had a rat that was on its death's door because my cat half ate it, and I was trying to revive it because I hate killing. The only things I kill are wasps and black widows.
Yeah.
And Emily's like, "Well, call my friend. She's a vet. She'll be able to help." I'm like, "No one's gonna want to try and help, like fix this tree rat that I have in a cage at home." And she was no help. She's like, "It's a rat. What are you gonna do?"
Well, yeah. She's like, "It's a rat, right?" Like, I've got other things going on.
So you're talking to Charlotte about the spider.
No, this morning she had been in work for a month because I think I talked about that she had early stage breast cancer.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
She had a surgery and she's been out, but she went back today. She's like, "Well, at least I remember how to do surgery." And I'm like, "Oh," because I was also feeling after 5,000 podcasts in 11 years.
I forget how to talk.
I won't forget how to talk, but I'm like, "Well, it'd be a good show." Yeah. And now I'm like loving the show. So that's the story.
Nice.
Okay. Blowjob question?
Oh, we're doing another one. Yeah.
Well, what do you think? One more question.
Yeah, okay. I thought you were wrapping it up.
No,
let's do it.
Okay,
let's
one more.
Let's do it.
Emily.
Spice it up.
I love giving blowjobs. I started sleeping with this guy, and I really want to wow him. He loves my regular blowjob. So I tried the ice cube trick, and it blew his mind. Mm. What are the other things I can also do to spice things up so it's a bit different? Carly, age 27.
Well, 27-year-olds.
Okay, I love this. Yeah. I love this. Okay, let me review the ice cube trick. I think was having some ice cubes by the bed and putting it in your mouth, mm-hmm. and even just in your teeth, and drag it, putting it in your mouth and either having it in the side of your mouth or you're giving a blowjob, or you just take it in your mouth and you drag it up and down his penis. I can't remember what my blowjob trick
I
was.
I think it was Wild Orchid or 9.5 weeks where this was exhibited extensively.
That's what it was. But it was, yes. But my blowjob trick is really just like, it was a mix of hot and cold. So you're like, you can use like a warming lube and then you put some ice on it. And guys do love that blowjob, especially if you blindfold them and you've got like things by the bed and you're like, okay, feel this ice. And then you pour some like warm pets. Oil on them. And like, I don't know. They don't know what's next. And like, it's like the hot, the cold, the hot, the minty. Okay. But here's some other tips for you.
I know one.
What?
That you're going to say.
What?
You take a vibrator, right? And you put it on the side of your mouth,
mm-hmm.
and you vibrate that thing. So it's like your mouth is a vibrator.
Yep. Yeah, your mouth becomes like a vibrator. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's a perfect. Your mouth is a human vibrator.
Can you take one of those eggs and put it inside your mouth?
Yeah, totally.
Look at that.
Yeah, you could put it inside your mouth. You could put it beneath your mouth. So that's great for moaning and humming. That's really good. So you can just like you're giving him a blowjob, but you have the vibrator like on the side of your cheek or under it, or at a very low setting, use that vibrator on his balls. I'm telling you, mm-hmm. guys
Be
like
careful,
it.
Carly.
Or on
Be
his
careful.
Chest. Go tread lightly.
Yeah.
Don't go all magic wand, mm-hmm. like powerful vibe.
Is that how you girls do the magic wand? All power? Really?
Well, I wouldn't go all power on the penis for the first time. Here's another one. Lube on your lips. This is a great trick because one of the what denotes success with the blowjob
right,
is when it's
mouth.
Wet enough. Dry mouth.
Bad
so
enough.
If you put some lube on your lips, it could even be like a flavored lube so it tastes good to you. It could be a warming lube. And then you like go down like on him with it, like your mouth is wet and slippery, his penis is wet, and it feels really good because you're like automatically it's like slippery and wet enough. Also, moaning and humming is good, just like when you're on your own, like humming while you're giving him a blowjob. Mm-hmm.
Not gelato, like a nursery rhyme, though.
Use the Joe Gelato lube. I'm telling you, it's on our website. Joe makes these lubes that are the Gelato collection, and there's like salted caramel and chocolate, and they all taste
gelato.
Amazing. Yep. Play with his balls, like just ball play. Like
careful, Carly.
What? Why careful? You don't like your balls touched?
It's just a sensitive area. You can step wrong easily, kind of ruin things.
Well, she's been with him. Okay, gently hold them, like you're holding eggs.
Yes, eggs, right? Exactly. Huh?
Pay attention to the tip. The tip of the penis is very, very sensitive, so you can like trace your tongue around the tip, and then also, put most pressure on, you can like be using, and also your hands, like use both hands. What was the snake charmer tip from what's her face?
What?
From this, oh, right. Okay. So Joanna Angel was on the show. Check out my Instagram.
Snake charmer.
She's got a tip about the snake charmer, and she was using two hands with lots of lube going up, over, and around. It's more like a hand job tip, but you can just, if your mouth gets tired, you can just use your mouth at the top. both hands going back and forth, up and down, fast. She calls it the snake charmer.
Doesn't work with little dudes.
There's a video of it on my Instagram. Okay. Also, yes, it does.
Not if you're a little dude yet, but well, Joanna's really small. She's got tiny little hands, but
little
but
hands.
If you have like, you know, like kind of like normal sized hands and you're a little, tiny little dick.
Yeah, Eddie says you can give with one hand. You could do it with one hand.
My hands on top of each other, that's like good 8 inches. If you're a little dude, you can't get both hands around.
Yes, you can.
All right.
And if you can't, just use one hand and twist it around.
Or switch hands.
You want to mix it up. The frenulum also, do you know where the frenulum is? If you don't know where the frenulum is, Carly, it is the underside of the penis, the part that connects the tip and the shaft. It is the most, that's also the most sensitive. So when you're giving a blowjob, you can use your tongue and like lick around there.
Call that like the male clitoris? Is that what you call it?
Yeah, it's your new best friend, the frenulum. But it is,
speaking of best friends, clitoris. that's probably the best move, Carly. Is it's called your friend's mouth, and have your friend come over and help.
Threesome.
That'll be a great
one. What would be your best blowjob tip?
I just said it.
Besides that? Besides a threesome with your wife's best friend.
All are good. Everything you're saying is good.
You think?
Yeah, keep the teeth out. I mean, we're simple as shit. Dudes are simple. I mean, you guys, there's not that much you can do, Carly. Just being there is like all you really need to do.
Right. And I'm telling you,
just don't make it uncomfortable.
Something new every time, not every time, but like literally, if you just hum, let's say this might seem overwhelming to you, but let's say you're listening to this and you want to get a blowjob, just hum next time. Like that would be something, I think it's variety. Right?
So variety, it's new. Never have a hand free, just really.
Use some, never have a hand free.
And
use
you know,
your hands.
Maybe take them right up to the point and then hold off and then come back for more and then prolong it.
Be enthusiastic, be into it, look into his eyes, be naked. Anything else here? Am I forgetting?
But like you ladies, I mean, there's 1,000 different things we can do to you every single, you know, every night of the week for 10 years, we could do something different that might or might not work. But guys, we're, you know, it's just.
I know, it's just penis.
Up and down, like back and forth, make sure it's wet. Done.
Think if it's like tofu, like everything tastes good with tofu. I think everything pretty much feels good with the penis.
Oh, like tofu because you can just add anything to it?
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot. And then also, again, on my website, tons of blowjob tip articles.
You did forget how to talk.
I did. Blowjob tip articles. But I love a woman who wants to spice my blowjob and he will like it too.
Oh, Carly. They don't make many.
Let me know how it goes. I'm glad that you like the ice trip and I can't wait for other ones. And also, I love, again, the blindfold trip tip when they don't know what you're going to do next.
It'd be fun to fuck with him too.
What do you mean, like leave the
like
room?
Like I have Stanley. I could have Stanley, and I can put his tail up her nose, and be like, "What is this? Oh, it's Stanley's tail."
Where's Stanley?
Oh, I'm going out of town for a few days. We gotta talk. Maybe you can watch Stanley.
I have a yard now.
Exploit him. Oh, you have a yard? Black Widow free? Let's talk.
Okay, I love Anderson's dog.
I almost brought him today.
Why didn't you? Don't
because
tell me
I
that.
Can't. I can't do a show with you when he's on your lap because his hair is going
up
your
nose. You're right. Okay, but I love him. Well, it's good to see you. Happy New Year,
so
Anderson.
So good to see you. Happy New Year, Em. I'm glad to see you're doing well and healthy. When my wife told me that you got bit by a black widow, my heart sank, and I immediately went and checked to make sure that you're okay.
You went immediately and found an emoji spider.
Well, I did that after I checked your feed to see that you're having a good time with it. You were okay.
I'm back
in the day, I would have immediately called and go, "Oh my God, I would have called. The rotary phone would have answered, and like somebody would have answered, and I was. Said, "Hey, where's Emily?" I would have gone to the hospital, but thank God now I can just look at your Facebook feed and be done with it.
Exactly. And I got to tell you that it was actually a really good, it was weirdly a good thing. And I feel like this is going to be our best year yet with Sex with Emily and bringing you more shows.
Every year better.
Every year is better. I love you also. Thank you, Anderson. Thank you, Michael, who's doing our sound here. Welcome.
Well done, Michael.
Great. And thank you, Eddie. Love you, Eddie. Assistant producer Eddie killed it today. And Madison and Jamie and Lori and Ken and my amazing team. Thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I have some great news for you. You're done with holiday gifts for another year, and you can officially resume shopping for yourself guilt-free. What better way to kick things off than with something new for the bedroom? Well, my friends at Adam and Eve have exactly what you're looking for, no matter what that might be. AdamandEve.com is where you'll find all my favorite high-end toys, like the Magic Wand and the WeVibe Sync, as well as sexy lingerie, games, massage oils, everything you need to keep things exciting. And you know what's next? The new deal for 2017. For a limited time, when you use code EMILY at checkout, they will include their exclusive Big O Kit with your purchase. This kit includes Climax Gel and a great mini vibe, perfect for finding the big O. Of course, code EMILY will also save you 50% on just about any toy, DVD, lingerie, or sensual product Adam and Eve sells. And your order will ship for free. To get in on this deal, go to adamandeve.com and enter code EMILY at checkout today.